To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo, looking out at Maria Island from the vantage point of Raspins Beach, comes to us from our friends at Dave Vaughn Photography, who captured this stunning view on the first day of their recent vacation in Tasmania. In his comments, Dave questioned whether or not he was able to truly capture how amazing the view was, but he encouraged his friends to go and visit Tasmania to check it out for themselves. Dave's encouragement to his friends to go see the sites in Tasmania points to the fact that seeing is believing, that to truly understand or know something, we have to experience it firsthand. In the Bible, when Jesus noticed two of John the Baptist's disciples following him, he asked them, "What do you seek?" When they replied they wanted to know where he was staying, Jesus invited them to come and see. Knowing that these curious disciples wanted to know more than just what his accommodations were like, Christ's response challenged them to commit themselves to follow him. The disciples accepted Christ's invitation and thus started the journey that would result in their selection as apostles and the worldwide spread of Christianity. In order to know the truth of God's word and the transformative power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we all must choose to follow after Christ and come and see it for ourselves. We can't live vicariously through someone else's faith in Christ. We must make him our Lord and Savior and choose to follow him by ourselves. Well, it's Monday, and as I chose to contemplate what clue of the Christian faith we should investigate this morning, Blue, the precocious star of children's television that now living in my imagination, and introduced me to a friend that was going to lead us into a whole new line of inquiry. The friend is a funny little man with a red hat that introduced himself as Sam. Maybe because Blue clued him in on the fact that my hearing isn't the greatest, he repeated his introduction by saying, "Sam, I am." Sam's first question was simple, but when I considered it in terms of the authenticity of someone's Christian faith, it proved to be quite profound and probing. And considering someone's Christian faith, Sam invited us to consider the person and ask ourselves, are they a Christian here or there? While the full scope of this question will be considered in the days ahead, Blue indicated that we should examine it just in the context of where we found ourselves this Monday morning. Yesterday being Sunday, as the Lord's Day, was the day where Christians all over the world traditionally gather for corporate worship. Today being Monday, most people generally go back to their normal routines or home life. So with the question of here or there, Lou and I decided just to look at it from the perspective of the transition of these 2 days, Sunday and Monday, and two places, church as a generic term in the place of, you know, for the place of worship or corporate gathering, and home as a general term for life outside of that corporate gathering place. As a reminder, our investigation into the authenticity of someone's Christian faith is motivated by selecting a Christian life partner and choosing someone to spend our lives with who isn't a wolf in sheep's clothing. So the question today is the person we are interested in a Christian just on Sunday and just at church, or are they a Christian both here or there? Now, while everybody tends to display more attributes of their Christianity on Sunday and at church, consider how dramatic a difference there is in your potential mate's Christianity on the days of worship versus the other days of the week, as well as between their attitudes and behaviors in the church building and in the comforts of their home. Would you know that your potential mate is a Christian if it wasn't Sunday? Would you know that they were a Christian if they didn't go to church? The more dramatic a shift from the sacred to the secular, the more likely the possibility that the person you are interested in has little faith, or quite possibly no faith, as they could just be going through the motions of religion and have not established a relationship with God by making Jesus their Lord and Savior. Now, while we could go on and on with our speculations about a person who seems to shift from the sacred to the secular with a jarring rapidity that could give us whiplash, Instead of looking at our neighbor and potential mate's questionable faith, it might be a good idea to ask ourselves what we are looking for in a Christian mate and what we are willing to settle for. As someone who knows the benefits of a Christian disciple's life and encourages people to live by faith and follow the Lord by living in the Spirit, I know that there is a wide range of faith levels within the body of Christ, from those with little or immature faith to those with great or mature faith. So what do you want? Do you want someone who just goes through the motions or will just go with you to church? Or do you want something more? Our Lord and our imaginary friends, Blue and Sam I Am, really have a way of making us think. Our investigation of someone's Christian authenticity makes us not only question what we are seeing in their faith lives, it also requires us to know who we are in Christ and to know what we are looking for. If we are truly following the Lord Jesus to come and see what he has for our lives, we have to make sure our own shifts from the sacred to the secular aren't so dramatic. We can't rightly judge and expect others to have a faith level that we haven't experienced ourselves. Otherwise, they would have the right to question why they should be with us. The clue of what someone's faith is like here or there is a good one. If we want a real Christian as a life partner, we will want to find someone who wasn't as different as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from Sunday to Monday, or from in church and out of church, because if someone really is a disciple of Christ, they will seek to follow him all the days of their lives and in all sorts of environments. Authentic Christians would seek to represent the kingdom of God every day and everywhere they go. But we must also examine ourselves and decide if we are for real and make decisions on how much faith is too little faith for the person we will spend the rest of our lives with. So keep walking and talking with God. Know who you are in Christ and what you want in a Christian life partner. Relationships can be a lot of work in and of themselves, and having enough faith for two was never a burden the Lord wants to put on us. So use the eyes, ears, and mind that the Lord gave you to examine the attitudes and behaviors of those who you are interested in, to discern what their faith level seems to be, and make an informed decision when choosing the one who you will walk with from here to eternity. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Corinthians 6:19 from the New King James Version. It says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Today's verse indicates that Christians have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in their bodies, and that their bodies are to be used for his glory. If we are to consider today's verse seriously, we will be convinced that the Holy Spirit is in us and that we are to care for our bodies and surrender our bodies to the Lord's purposes. So should we get tattoos or piercings? Should we have abortions? Should we overeat? Are any of these things going to give God glory? Or are these examples of ways that we decide that we don't agree with today's verse and will choose things that may not be according to God's perfect will for our lives? The first step of Christian discipleship is to choose to believe that God's word is true. The second step is to live by it. I'm pressed for time today, so I will let the listener consider those questions and ask themselves, is my body the temple of the Holy Spirit? How should I treat it? What would God want me to do with it in these areas? In this world, we have free will and liberty in Christ. But as Christians, we should consider what we do according to the fact that our bodies are not our own and that God has written his word to guide us in our decisions regarding them. So use your body for the Lord's glory and choose the best course for your decisions with the Lord's wisdom in mind. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's The Blended Family, God's Recipe for Success. So go there, and it's a short section today, And there's a remarriage readiness test included. So if you're considering getting remarried, you should probably read through those and, you know, make a decision based on what they're trying to ask. Thank you for all for listening. I'll just close us in a quick prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together today and giving us life in Christ on a Monday morning. Lord, we just pray for everyone listening. We pray for their well-being. We pray for their healing. We pray for their favor. And Lord, we just pray for you to be with us and go before us today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.